Okay, this episode is called What the Fuck Does Billy Know About How I Met Your Mama? How I Met Your Mama.
Your Mama.
The US sitcom. Not How You Met My Mum, because we're not going to talk about that, because you're probably going to have some really gross, disgusting story about my mama.
Your mum might listen to this, and I won't come out.
Exactly.
It sounds gross.
I
met your mum. I was 2 years old and I fell off my skateboard.
Alright, so, yeah. How about your mother? What do you know about how your mother? What is it, Bill?
Well, from what I can make out from E4, it's a rip-off of Friends.
They rinse it. It's not really, in a sense, it's not really a rip-off of Friends, because it's a little bit more clever than Friends.
Yeah.
But it's the same premise. Yeah. But then again, maybe that's why it works.
Mm-hmm.
Because Friends is a massive show, isn't it?
Yep.
Everyone watched Friends. Still watch
Everyone
it now.
Loved Friends.
Still on now. You put it on E4, people will watch it.
Yeah, but you put it on E4 and they show fucking, I don't know, episode 3, series 1. Fuck off. I've seen that 10 times. What the fuck?
Have you seen all though?
Yeah, but not it.
It's still repeat, isn't it?
Yeah, but the thing I find is in like the original Friends, right? Yeah. Ross was a bit of a dull character.
He was a bit dull.
He was boring as fuck. But as I went on, Ross is my favourite character.
He got better and better.
Yeah.
But then they grew into their roles.
Yeah.
But that's like most shows. Most shows, I think, do that. If you give them time, characters will grow because the writers will get more into writing them, and the people who are actually
can have an input.
They will start playing it how they want to play it. You know, first couple of series of most sitcoms are a bit. They're funny, but the characters are a bit mishmash, you know.
Robotic, they're almost doing what they're being told to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So How I Met Your Mother is literally the same sort of premise, what they do. They have six characters.
Yep.
You got Ted, who's the main character.
Yep.
And the idea of the show is that he's literally in the year 2030, I think it is, he's telling his teenage kids the story of how he met their mum.
Right, and is that that Kobe Smulders?
No.
Isn't it their mum?
No, no. Because the whole no one knows. I'm like six seasons in, and
you
I
still don't know who the mum
no.
is.
And that's the whole point. They keep if they that's what that's it's like a joke. You know, he's telling this fucking story, and he's going on and on and on. Yeah, it's the main thing is it's literally like Friends. It's just about the six of them.
Yeah,
I think there's six of them. Yeah, because you got Ted. He's the main character, but he's not really the main character. He's
probably one of the worst characters.
He's a bit like Ross, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit of a drip. Because he's the one looking for love.
Proper drip.
But, Ted? Or
Ted, yeah.
Have you seen?
I've seen, but
he has some good episodes. Some of them, he's a bit of a drip because he gets outshined by the others. But some of them, he's really good.
Yep.
I think it depends on the writing and the episode.
Right, okay.
But then you have Jason Segel.
Yep.
Is it Steven Seagal's son?
I think it's spelt different.
It is spelt different, isn't it? It is. Seagal.
Seagal, joining his toe, almost related to Tony Wizow.
Wizow! Tommy Wizow.
Tommy Wizow.
Tommy Wizow.
Wizow!
Man with this world.
Wizow!
Jason Seagal, everyone knows he's from Forgetting Sam Marshall.
Yeah.
And that Knocked Up.
Knocked Up.
Or good films like that, he's
yep.
good, he's funny, he is.
He's got a massive head.
Yeah, and surprisingly, he's not the least funniest in this, but he's not the funniest. You would expect him to be the main focal point, he's not.
Does he do any of the writing?
No. He does write some of the songs, which I'll play a clip of you later.
Because he's a musician as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he writes songs and that, yeah. He does it like in Forget It So Much.
Yeah.
He does the old Dracula musical,
yeah.
Which is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see it. I would see that. I would watch that. I would pay to see that Dracula musical.
Do you reckon it's available? There is.
Oh, you can get YouTube. iTunes. You could probably find it.
What, to watch?
But if people go on iTunes, I want them to be going on iTunes to download this.
Yeah, so we go on there and then we plug ours on there.
What, if we write a review on there?
Yes.
We could do. Why don't we do that? Why don't we go on all these reviews on these iTunes
and just plug ours?
Plug ours on their reviews.
Yeah.
If you like this, why don't you watch ours?
Yeah, you're going to like this. You'll love this.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Yes.
We're going to spam that shit.
Yes. We're coming to hijack everything.
It won't be,
internet
it won't be
is
spam.
Not safe.
It'll be spam!
You know, I could play something else. I just think out of context this might be.
Dracula musical!
Thank you.
It's getting kind of hard to believe things are going to get better. I've been drowning too long to believe that the tide's going to turn. And I've been living too hard to believe things are going to get easier now. I'm still trying to shake off the pain from the lessons I've learned. And if I see Van Helsing, I swear to the Lord I will slay him. Ha 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 ha, he'd take it from me, but I swear I won't let it be so. Ha 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 ha, blood will run down his face when he is decapitated. Ah, his head on my mantle is how I will let this world know how much I love you. Die. Die. I can't.
Jason Segel, he plays, I don't know, is it Segel?
Segel, I'd say Segel. You know, it's almost bagel.
Bagel?
But it ain't got the A, it'd be
called these bagels.
Is that your Dutch impression there, was it?
I don't know what it was. It was some kind of fucking impression. It wasn't that great, was it? And then you got, well, he plays Marshall. He plays Ted's roommate, sort of flatmate, whatever, apartment mate.
Yeah.
And he's going out with Lily, which is Alison Hannigan.
The one that stuck a flute up her pussy.
Yeah, from American Pie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Buffy. She's in Buffy.
She went
lesbo in Buffy, remember?
Did she?
Yeah, in the late series, she started off as a geek and then she turned proper lesbian. She
came down on that porn.
She
got
down on the old pussy. She got a little lesbo. And then you got Kobe Schneider. She plays Robin, which is like in the first couple of episodes. Ted falls in love with her, thinks she's the greatest, and they get together, then they split up, and they become friends. And but she's quite funny.
I did find she a few bit.
You haven't seen that many, have you?
But I've seen enough to be like, she's good. Shit.
But the best character is Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Playing Barney.
Barney Stinson.
He is the funniest thing you'll find in this show because he's like Joey, but he's he's less stupid than Joey, because Joey was stupid, wasn't he, in Friends? He was like a bit dumb.
Yeah.
A bit like childlike. Mm. Barney's kind of like...
A bit childlike, but he's still quite intelligent.
You know, with Barney, what he does, if he went one step too far, you would be like, oh, you took that a bit too far, mate. Because the show, he keeps it to a good, like, level. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Yep.
Like, he literally sleeps with women.
Yep.
And that's his aim.
Well, yeah.
Just shagging birds.
Okay.
And then not calling them back. But none of this kind of like, it's all done, like he's planning it. He has like plays that he goes in there and he lies to them and it plays.
So it's a bit of role play, so he's acting himself to
and
get
that. He plays in that throughout the whole series and all that, and everything he does. And everything he does, and he's quite. If he was one of your mates, he'd be quite an arsehole, really. Because he's not that nice of a person in that sense. But then again, they make him out to be kind of like, oh, if he was your mate, he'd be a good mate.
Even though
he'd probably shag all your sisters.
Yep.
You can't really
trust him. You've got to keep him like at arm's length.
Yeah, and that's what they do with the show. But he's brilliant. I mean, here are some of the stuff that you see. Because he comes out with these one-liners, comes out of all these sayings.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's what some of the stuff.
Suit up!
Suit up?
Suit up!
You suited up.
Snow suit up.
Flight suit up.
Penguin suited up.
Suit up!
You suited up.
Birthday suiting up.
Slut up.
Suit up.
Suit up.
Suited up.
Suit up.
Suit up.
Space suit up.
Law suit up. Suit up.
You should write and illustrate children's books.
You know what Marshall needs to do?
He needs to stop being sad. When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
I'm awesome.
It's gonna be legendary.
To me, it's gonna be legendary.
It's gonna be legendary.
It's gonna be legendary.
It's gonna be legend.
Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy.
So that was Barney at his best.
Yeah, yeah.
He says a lot of quotes.
Yeah.
Stuff like,
awesome.
What does he say?
Yes, sir.
says, legend, wait for it, Derry.
Yeah.
He brings a high five back. Everyone loves a high five. But he does it in so many ways.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, he keeps the show going, I think, in my head, because he just says the randomest things.
I think he's got, for me, he's the funniest one. I've only seen a few episodes, but he was the funniest one.
He is the funniest one.
On there.
But again, the show goes on, it's like its sixth season now. And the show goes on, and it kind of gets them together. You know the characters well. But I can sit there and just watch it like Friends.
Yep.
In a way, I think, I'm going to say it, could be a little bit better than Friends.
Really?
I'm going to say that. It could be a little bit better than Friends. Only because it's more updated. But that makes sense, because Friends is no longer around.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters are more, I don't know, they're more funny. Because it's more adult.
Yeah.
Friends wasn't necessarily for kids. But this one, they, you know, in Friends, so like, Friends, like, you can't really sort of, what is it, adapt to them because they drink in a coffee shop.
I don't know anyone that really goes
to a coffee shop. Yeah, and when they drink beer, they make a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. As if it's like, oh, she's drunk. I'm fucking drunk all the time.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with being drunk.
Yeah, and they kind of make it, it's a bit like, a bit too, like, conservative,
yeah.
If anything.
Yeah.
You watch How Your Mother, doing the fucking, doing the bar all the fucking time. They're always drinking. They're always getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe I'm liking it more because I'm the age that they were when they started the series. Obviously, they got older.
Because that's what we do. This
but
age,
I'm watching at my age, and I'm thinking, this is fucking cool. This is what I'll be doing. This is what we do.
Yeah.
You get your mates together, and you just go down in the pubs and sit in the pubs drinking, getting drunk. There's no, like, after school special about getting drunk. You know, if you get drunk, you're going to die. Is that what it's like? Like, they were Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
They used to have, like, them after school special episodes, they call them, where it'd be like a drug episode. Where, you know, they'd be sitting there, we're all cool kids. We love Zach Morris. He was a cool man. But then this other guy, he'd wear a leather jacket, was coming off from drugs. Ooh. And you're supposed to feel like every man with a leather jacket.
I don't remember this.
They used to have episodes when they used to go drinking. And he'd drink drive and crash the car. One of them would get a broken leg. Episodes like that.
Yeah, I think I remember Slater might have crashed a car.
No, it was Zach who crashed it back. Zach. Yeah, but Slater got injured in it. Or whatever, you know, they used to kind of, it did be a message behind it.
Yeah.
It used to be like, don't drink ever
because you'll die.
Yeah, don't have sex
because you'll go to hell.
Don't do drugs
because you'll die. That's the message to say the message. Bell look put across. Don't miss the bell because you will die.
Do you remember that sort of them sort of movies to watch? You used to have Saved by the Bell.
Hang time.
Coming together.
I don't remember this song.
And then California Dreaming. Remember California that? Dreaming. That was a gig, people on the beach, and they were playing a little band.
Yep.
And City Guys.
City UK, City Guy. These guys are
Streetwise, more than Streetwise.
City Guys, what?
I remember them.
We used to watch it.
Trouble. They had the TV show Trouble.
Yeah.
TV channel Trouble. We used to watch it.
Weird Science. Get played on there a lot.
I used to look. They don't exist, that channel anymore.
No.
Can't ever find them.
No, can't find Trouble.
I mean, I went on Disney.
Because they just promotes it.
Yeah. With Trouble.
Yeah.
That's why, maybe. That's But they used to have stuff like on the Disney channel. Used to show like Boy Meets World. And stuff like. And I used to love all that shit.
Boy Meets World.
I go on Disney Channel now to see if they've got anything like that. Nah, it's all fucing proper chitty.
It's all cartoons. For 5-year-olds.
Really like proper teeny weeny fucking shows.
Yep.
It's like. There was a show the other day I watched. I wasn't watching it, but it was always called like Sunny with a Chance of Rain or something.
And I was.
It was on a Disney Channel and I was watching it and I was like, what the fuck is this? This ain't no Boy Meets World. No, C-I-T-Y, you can't see why these guys streetwise on the street. I don't know.
You got well though, man.
I'm going to find the theme tune to see guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
C-I-T-Y, you can see why these guys, the deep guys, smart and streetwise.
City guys, pull those looks and street clothes. It's all good coming from city people. They're all the same. Open up your eyes, roll with the city guys. C-I-T-Y, you can see why these guys, the deep guys, smart and streetwise. C-I-T-Y, you can see why these guys, the deep guys, smart and streetwise.
City-wise,
roll with the city guys.
City-wise.
That's a cool little fucking feature.
Yeah, man.
The show was shit, man. I'll watch it. We'll probably watch it out and it'll be like, brings back memories. But you don't get shows like that anymore.
Nah.
They're not like what I was seeing.
Nah.
That and Hang Time.
Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel.
Eh?
Ooh. Gotta find the theme tune for Keenan and Kel.
Where's that at?
Here is the theme tune to Keenan and Kel.
Oh, here goes.
Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. To keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial, don't read the room. Cause they always in the summer fronting and you don't want to miss it. It's double K like do the good way. Yes, Keenan and Kel, I should have said Kel and Keenan. And you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top. But they kinda in the middle cause they always hitting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy Drew mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel in your vicinity. Like Siegfried and Roy or Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem. Somebody's in trouble. Oh, here go. Oh, nick.
It will have a bit of Keenan and Kel.
I'd listen to that in my van.
Would you?
Driving about, I would listen to the Keenan and Kel.
I'll burn it for you, mate. I'll put it on your iPod.
Yeah, I'd listen to that.
I'll put on City Guys, Hang Time.
You're sitting in traffic.
Saved by the Bell.
You can't even allow that. You're like, Keenan and Kel, what's he watching?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to put something on there, and we're going to like a 30 minutes of just old school 90s. What? I don't want to call it. They're not really sitcoms. Are they sitcoms? They are sitcoms.
It is
they?
A sitcom.
But it's like children's sitcoms, if anything, or teen sitcoms.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, man. I just love that. Ah. Oh.
Ha! Ah, here goes.
Ah, yeah.
Kel loves arm shoulder.
Do I do?
I do. But yeah. Anyway. So yeah, they're the kids' sitcoms kind of we watch. How I Met Your Mother, more adult.
Yep.
So maybe that's why we like the kids ones, because they're all about high school. We were in high school. We were in school when we were watching shit like that. So everyone was fucking love Saved by the Bell.
I know, I was never in school while I watched it. It was normally like, I'd finish and then go home. I was never allowed to watch TV at school.
No,
school's a place for learning.
Education, people.
Yeah.
Do your homework. Don't do drugs. Because you'll die.
You're going to hell.
But no, How I Met Your Mother, sort of show where I think that's probably why I like it so much, because it's good. They're my age.
You can relate to it.
They're a bit, obviously, in the season now they're older, because the show has been off quite a while. Yeah. But yeah, I'm relating to it, because I think, yeah, a bit adult. Do you know what I mean? That's what you do. It's not rude.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's still...
So it's a little bit rude.
It's not like in England, a sitcom movie like Men Behaving Badly. It's rude, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
You know, stuff like that, you know, The Office, Extras, all them sort of sitcoms, they're all rude.
Yep.
They're funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in America, they don't really have sitcoms like that. They have like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Whatever, like stuff like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I like that.
Entourage, you've seen Entourage?
No, but a little bit.
Yeah, but there's stuff like that. But they're sort of put on like certain channels where you're allowed to say cunt. And that's a swear.
Yeah, yeah.
But these ones you can't. It's American telly. You
know, whereas over here, we've got a 9 p.m. watershed. Exactly. And then, anything goes after that, which I think is better. You know, I think that's why, you know, the Americans tend to be a bit more
prudish.
Yeah, definitely.
Very prudish. I think they come to a lot of the stuff, which I find. But so there you characters.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like we were saying before we went off on the old. Nostalgic look.
That comes the narrator.
Well, yeah, the narrator is done by Bob Saget.
Yep.
And he's just the voice.
So
he's playing Ted.
Yep.
In the future. So you don't see him, it's just his voice. That's all it is.
There comes They're all in 131 episodes. He's only in 130.
One. Oh yeah, I don't really know.
So maybe didn't narrate.
Maybe where he doesn't say nothing.
Mm.
Most beginning of the episodes, he narrates something small, and that's all you hear.
Why don't I use the voice of Josh Radnor?
Probably because at the beginning I didn't think it'd last as long.
Ooh.
Bob Sagan.
They weren't confident in his acting
Bob
abilities.
Bob Sagan's quite a big name in America, so maybe it was a bit of a draw.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to them, maybe if it was a big draw, if we say we've got Bob Sagan in,
yep,
people go, oh, I like Bob Sagan.
But only his voice. They didn't tell everyone that, did they?
Exactly. They cheated them.
Yes.
But then they were lucky enough to get a good show out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good show.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I mean, like, as sitcoms go, it's funny.
Yep.
Is it rude?
Mm-hmm.
Not rude in, as Kirby Enthusiasm. That is very rude.
Yeah.
You seen that?
That's all freestyle, isn't it?
It's, yeah, it's improv.
Yep.
Improv.
Improv.
And, yeah, that's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Seinfeld? You like
Seinfeld? Seinfeld. He used to write that, didn't he?
He did used to write it with Jerry Seinfeld. That, yeah. That was a good show, because even George Costanza was based on Larry David.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Because I remember in one of the episodes, he was at, like, you know, he was at the end, and he wanted to bring back Seinfeld. We've seen that one in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah, get some
guys
back,
getting all the actors back together.
Get them all back together. I mean, because I remember when they were talking about Seinfeld, Larry David was talking about it. Because George Costanza was literally Larry David. They just wrote literally him as a character, as George Costanza.
Yep.
And the bloke who played George Costanza, Jason Alexander, he come in, started reading the lines, and one of the scenes he was doing it, and he walked over to Larry David and Jerry and the director and said, would somebody really say this? It doesn't make any sense. And Larry goes, what the fuck are you talking about? It happened to me. And he goes, what, you said this? He goes, exactly what I fucking said. he's quite snappy, isn't he, Larry David?
Yeah, definitely. Very quick, very sharp.
But that's what makes, I think, that show. That show's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very funny.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the music go like?
I don't know. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, no, sorry. That's Glee.
That's Glee or Scooby's pick.
Yeah, that's...
But, how many episodes of How Many have you watched? Many?
Three. I reckon that's a push as well.
And what's your first instinct with it? Something you reckon you could stick with and watch? Or something that you would literally go, nah, not into it, not going to watch it?
Well, a bit of a tougher you got, because like I said, I don't really watch all that much TV, like sitcoms and stuff like that or whatever.
If
I watched it, and it was on, if it was on, then I'd sit there and watch it. But
like if E4 started playing it constantly, like they do with Scrubs at the moment.
Yeah.
Because Scrubs is always on E4, and so is Friends. Yeah.
If I saw it, if I was flicking through the channels, then I'd probably give it a watch. But there's not many programmes that, I don't think there's any TV shows out there, to be honest, that, you know, I'll go out of my way to watch. I don't really tend to watch all that much. But
no?
If I saw How I Met Your Mother, then yeah, that's saying I'd stop it.
So what about these US sitcoms? So Friends is obviously one of the biggest ones. Yeah?
Yep.
You seen Friends, you watch that?
Yep.
According to Jim.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it. It's one with James Belushi. Remember James Belushi? He was the guy from K-9.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one with the dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know, you mean kids with
that,
a big
that,
nose.
That lasted quite a while. Bloody hell, that lasted from 2001 to 2009.
Yeah,
that's quite a long time.
That is a long time.
And I've never even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they play it on Channel 4 in the mornings. At like 8:30 or 7:30.
One of them early ones, same as like the next one, Everyone Loves Raymond.
And then exactly the same. And that's another show that they kind of just kept repeating.
Yep.
I think, I didn't even know Everyone Loves Raymond started in 96. Because I never started watching it until about 5 years ago.
Yep.
When they started repeating it all.
You see it on before GMTV or GMTV,
just
when they bring that on.
It'd be on and you'd be watching it. Now looking at it, and it was on for 9 years again.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time, isn't it, for a TV series?
It was on for 9 years, and I was like, okay. I only started watching it probably when it finished.
Yeah. It'd already been done then.
Exactly.
I love it though. But I see it on
it's quite funny.
I
do find it a little bit same-ish.
Mm-hmm.
A bit repetitive. That's why I think How Many Mothers is a bit different. They like to change things around. The narrative's different because they're doing flashbacks. They can literally jump from time, like forward in time, back in time, and show like anything.
Yep.
They haven't got to stick to one like you know, one narrative.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that what makes it cleverer, like the way they mix around it, you know. But yeah, everyone on Raymond, you knew it was literally just going to be the mum and dad come
about
over
that is you can see where the jokes are going.
Yeah,
you can see, you'll hear, like you would say something, then
the setup
before I've replied. Well, say my character, before my characters have replied, I'm sitting there and I know exactly what they're going to say. It's the same as Two and a Half Men as well.
Two and a half men.
The jokes are just so easily teed up. You know, they are funny, but I can guess them.
But Charlie Sheen,
guess what it is before it's been said.
But Charlie Sheen makes that show.
Yeah, definitely. It wouldn't be a show without Charlie Sheen.
And that's the problem in it. Now he's been fired from that show. Whether they're going to play it. Well, you can get someone in to replace him. Fine. Will it be as good? Probably not.
No.
Because I'm not going to be funny.
We'll see. You know, it could be like six episodes in. You forget about Charlie Sheen.
They're hoping
who, yeah.
But then again, I think Charlie Sheen's going to try his fucking most to make you not forget about him.
Yeah.
He's doing enough at the moment, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Who's the geezer that's coming in to replace him? Because it's already been named.
Charlie Sheen had agreed
and said, yeah, I'd put this geezer forward to play the part. I can't remember who it is now. But
no, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
There you go. What the fuck does Billy know? You know, something Adam doesn't know.
Well, he could be fucking bullshitting.
But I don't know the geezer's name, but no, you know it is.
Fucking making it up. There you go. Seinfeld. That was only on for 8 years.
Is that all it was on for?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was a good show, because that was one of the first ones where they kind of went out on their own merit. They said, well, we're finishing.
Seinfeld, yeah.
And he said, I don't do no more.
Yeah.
And it was a cool show.
You don't want to kill sake. You don't want to run it into the ground.
He ended it on a high. The audience was built up. Mm-hmm. And when it got to a high, he went, I'm ending it. Because then people want more. So they went back and watched the original and they repeated. That's what he did.
Yep.
Not one of them shows where it goes high. And then goes down.
Just
and
dies.
then they end. No one cares.
Yeah, that's it. You don't want to ruin something, you know. If you like something, then.
Eight Simple Rules. Remember that?
No.
That was the one with John Ritter with his daughters, and he was they were dating and all that. It was called Eight Simple Rules to Date My Teenage Daughter. He actually died during season 2.
I know. I know this show now. That's it. He's from Problem Child.
That's it. He's from Problem Child, and he's from it as well.
He's from what? It. He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he died halfway through. It was quite sad, really, because I didn't even know that. That was a show that was on Disney Channel. See, that's what I mean. Sort of show like that I used to watch on Disney Channel. And that wasn't even that long ago.
2002?
Yeah, 2002, 3, 4, watching it. And I remember watching it in the season 2, because the first season was quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second season come on, and then sitting there watching it. And then at the end of the episode, it was like a new episode. Said, rest in peace, blah blah blah. And I was like, what the fuck? He died? Looked it up. He died like the day before. And like, Disney Channel chucked it on there. And then obviously, he died halfway through filming the series, so they had to kill him off in the show. And it got really depressing because it's a funny show.
Yeah.
In the first episode, back without him, she literally picks up the phone, gets a phone call saying that he went to the shop and he died. Had a heart attack. So then the next, like, 6 episodes were really the kind of a bit like, oh.
Yeah.
They're literally dealing with the death of their dad.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to make it funny, not laughing at the fact he's dead.
Yeah.
But
they're actually dealing with it in real life.
So it was kind of cool. We watched it, it's good. But then, there's only so much you can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to the point where they brought in David Spade.
Yep.
And another bloke to play the granddad.
Yep.
And then you kind of then.
What's the granddad? He weren't a geezer from Everybody Loves Raymond, was he?
No, it was another geezer.
Short little fat geezer.
It was someone else, I can't remember his name, was James.
Not a geezer from King of Queens.
No, he was an actor from the 70s and 60s, 70s.
Okay.
But they brought in David Spade and it kind of then turned then.
Because
David Spade, he's funny, but he can't really hold a show. He's a bit of a supporting character.
Yep.
And they tried to get him and he was playing the same character based on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like the child. You ever seen Grown Ups, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. Don't remember that.
Right, well, next one, let's. Cheers. Remember Cheers?
Never really used to watch Cheers.
Everyone knows your name?
But that's in every pub, though, in every local. Everyone knows your bloody name.
And then Frasier. which was a spin-off of Cheers.
Fucking loved Frasier. I'd still watch that now. I think that's fucking brilliant.
So that was quite that lasted quite a lot, 11 years.
Yeah.
That lasted the same amount of time as Cheers. And that's quite weird for a spin-off.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean?
How long did Joey last?
Two series.
Joey.
That was quite funny.
No, it was stupid. It was just stupid. If I was Matt LeBlanc, I'd be pissed off that I'm just playing a fucking stupid geezer.
A stupid geezer.
But yeah. He's a bit of a... Okay, he's a womaniser.
Yeah.
You know, you can laugh and blah,
there's only so much you can do with it.
But there is some things when you like...
He needed the other characters from Friends around him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because he was kind of... Yeah, he weren't to be the focal point, yeah, it makes sense.
Yep.
My name is Earl.
This is number 10.
It's number 10.
It's a fucking load of shit. This is my number one.
Yeah.
My Name is Earl is my top comedy sitcom. Fucking brilliant.
It's a shame that got cancelled.
Six.
After four series. Four series. And it didn't really get an ending. Which I think is a shame. These shows pretty much got an ending so far. But obviously, Two and a Half Men and all that, I don't think did, but.
It was just hanging up there.
My Name is Earl.
You sort of found out where Crabman come from and stuff like that, because you've got he's from Lethal Weapon. He plays his dad. Yeah, he comes back and you find that Crabman used to be a secret agent and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, yeah, because they went with that.
Then, yeah, you're right. It does. It sort of gets got left hanging.
Yeah, because it got cancelled.
Yeah,
and that's it. And that's the thing with America. Over here, if you're going to cancel something, they tell them.
Yeah.
So you're not going to make any more. So they let them have an ending.
Yeah.
But over there, they cancel it. They say, no, you're not going back next season. They're like, well, we've still got ideas. Don't matter.
We're done.
Who gives a shit? We don't give a shit. That's literally their attitude.
It's. I can't believe it. Yeah. It's underrated for me. My Name is Earl. Go buy that.
My Name is Earl. I like My Name is Earl. It's good. Jason Lee. It's a good show.
Brilliant. It is brilliant. Even the other actors. I watch so many shows where you've got the main actor. And it's like he's just sort of a bit of a dull character, or whatever. And then it's the other characters that make up the show, you know.
Yes, but you have to have a good. They call it ensemble cast, don't they?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I find that he's a great character, and his brother as well, Randy. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, but I think it's a good show.
Yeah,
I liked it. I'm actually a bit disappointed it got cancelled now.
I'll just keep watching on my bloody DVDs at home. Getting bored of watching me repeat.
Crying
into my pillow.
Why did it have to end? But that's what I'm hoping they don't do with How Many Mother.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
it's going well at the moment.
I think the whole idea of How Many, they know it's going to last a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
They're hoping that.
Is it big over in America?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the biggest shows. Two and a Half Men is the biggest show.
Yeah. That's big over here though as well.
Yeah. But over in America, it's the biggest sitcom.
To be honest, you're the only person I know that watches How I Met Your Mother, but to be honest, I haven't really spoken to anyone else about it. But yeah, you're the only person I know off the top of my head that watches that.
Yeah,
so I kind of made. Does it get, you know?
It gets played over a lot, and that E4 shouting up, and E4 gets watched quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, so I think people do watch it. I just don't think it gets talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One of them shows, like.
A little saying
this. But in America, it's quite big, and they keep saying no options for another 2 years. And they keep saying, yeah, option another 2 years, another year, keep it going. But so I'm hoping that the writers are clever enough to say, right, there's the end, we're going to end here.
You've already got it set up.
So when it does end, it'd be like Cheers, Frasier,
it'd be a goodbye.
It'd have a goodbye ending. So then you can watch it, you can get the whole series if you want, and you know there's an end. Whereas with My Name is Earl, it left it hanging, and you kind of think, yeah, it's good though, but they had so much leading up to it. I want to know what happened to it. Did he finish his list? Do you know what I mean?
I want to know how many there are on the list. Because you're always adding to it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it's what I was adding to it. So you want to kind of end it.
Mm-hmm.
But they never did. But
sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. So. But How Many Mother, great show. American sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
With some great actors. They've all gone on to do other stuff. Josh Radnor, he just recently wrote, directed, and starred in a film called Thank You, Yes Please More, or something like that.
Yeah, I already don't want to watch it.
Oh, it was pretty cool. It's like an indie film.
Yeah, if you had said that, you know, fucking Barney Stinson, his character.
Well, he does loads of stuff. Do you know he's gay in real life? Neil Patrick Harris is actually gay in real life.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay. See? So that means he plays even better.
Mm.
That he can play a bloke sitting there shaking.
What about the keys from Will and Grace though?
Which one? Because they're both gay in the show.
Yeah, they're both gay in the show. Now the really camp one.
I don't think he's gay.
He's straight in real life.
I think he is, yeah. I think they both are.
Yeah, because I see an interview with Will. He was on Radio 1, I think, a couple of years ago. He's straight, but yeah, I know that the other one, who's camp, very camp, he's actually straight in real life.
Jack, he played Jack, didn't he?
That's it.
Yeah.
I love that, Will and Grace, though.
Yeah, that's a good, that was
that's
quite
another
a
one
we showed.
Yeah, I thought that's fucking awesome.
I think that got an ending. I don't think that got cancelled. I think that got an ending as well.
What, did they have a baby together?
I don't know, they might have. I didn't really watch it, to be fair.
They should have done. I'd have her babies.
Little gingerbread.
Yeah. Not the short little stumpy one with
the
squeaky
voice.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Alright, so Bill, the question was, what the fuck does Billy know about How I Met Your Mother? What do you know, Bill?
Le Soutap! I think I might have to watch a few more. You know, you think you've sold it quite well.
You think the show you could probably get?
I like a sitcom, and if you know, if you're going to recommend it,
feel like, I feel, Bill, this one says yeah.
What do you feel? You feel eight pence. What are you feeling?
you liked My Name Is Earl.
Yeah.
Dad didn't get a send off.
Nope.
Watch a show like this, and see a send off.
I don't want to watch a show for a send off.
Do it for Earl. Do it for Earl, yeah.
For Earl, yeah.
Okay. Watch a show, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And think about My Name Is Earl and say, this is it. I'm doing this for Earl.
Yeah.
Or just watch it because it's funny. And watch it because Barney says some shitty shit.
Yeah. Suit up.
Suit up! Flag suit up!
Slut up! Awesome.
Awesome. Anything else, Westville?
Awesome.